the road. That you are real, oh God. Dodge a road, oh God. Lift your hands and give him the praise, Father. What a privilege to know you. What a privilege it is. Causing us to know you. And in so doing, causing the world to know you through us. We give you the praise. I will give you the honor. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus. Welcome Dunamis International Gospel Center, Birmingham, having their first Sunday service today. Birmingham, United Kingdom. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And every prophetic declaration I make from here shall be reaching you where you are in Jesus' precious name. Somebody say a loud amen. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. He said, let us come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Components of productive prayer. This is part 3, components of productive prayer. Every system has its components. Before a person can be called a lawyer, for example, this person has had to do with several different components of law. Criminal law. Contract law. Evidence. Court. Jurisprudence. Constitutional law. And every aspect of this profession. Want to be a medical doctor? Basic medical sciences, physiology, human anatomy, biochemistry, public health, pharmacology, pathology, histopathology, chemical pathology, microbiology, and so on and so forth. You want to excel in the school of prayer? There are components and departments of it that makes prayer functional. First service, we look at the component number one, relationship with God. We said that communication is based on relationship. And then that relationship is the basis of requests. In the second service, we looked at the life of uprightness. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We access God's presence on the grounds of uprightness. And we are able to be bold at the place of prayer on the grounds of uprightness. In this third service, we'll be dealing with component number 3, which is what bothers you right now. It's called absolute humility and helplessness before God. Absolute humility and helplessness before God. Absolute humility and helplessness. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help, since we have confirmed ourselves helpless. Find grace to help in time of need. Psalm 34 and in verse 18, it says, the Lord is near to them that are of a broken heart, humble disposition, and saveth such as be of a contrite or of a humble spirit. There are two important things to note about this humility and helplessness before God. Two important things. Number one, humility is a qualifier for the presence of God. It's a qualifier. It qualifies a person for access to the presence of God. Because God resists the proud. James chapter 4 from verse 6, 7, 8. He resisted the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He giveth more grace whereof he said, but God resists the proud. But he gives grace to the humble. You can't be proud and approach his presence. In Isaiah chapter 57 and in verse 15, Isaiah 57 and in verse 15, he said, for thus saith the high and the lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. If anybody need to hang around me, he must be of a contrite and humble spirit so that I can revive. I'm not through with that scripture yet. Revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one. So, before you can approach the presence of God at the place of prayer, humility is a non-negotiable requirement. Second thing to note is that helplessness is the magnet of the help of God. Helplessness from man attracts help from God. God helps the helpless. Helplessness from man. We already read it. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. Helplessness from man attracts the help of God. Maybe you can put it in that way. Helplessness in man attracts help from God. So, if you can help yourself, God has no business with you. If you are full of yourself, you are absolutely empty of God. When we are down to nothing, that is when God is up to something. Someone say a loud amen. This is why many people's prayers are never answered. So, I've seen a lot of attitude in the presence of God, and I'm so amazed at times. We are praying the other day and somebody has his two hands inside his pocket. Pray. I say, are you okay? Are you alright? Will you put your hand in your pocket talking to the president of the universe? Or in fact talking to the president of a country? Is it a modern day Christianity or what? Hand in pocket. Prayer is on. Who created the hand and created the pocket? Supposing it dries up that hand and it becomes a withered hand, will you pocket it? I was preaching the other day in a ministry and I saw right in the front row there, pastor, with legs fully crossed like this. He didn't even have time for anything. like that. I'm watching. What I told myself, I said, no wonder. Attitude determines altitude with God. The attitude of people is what determines their altitude with God. Everywhere we see a headache healed, we dance as if we have never seen a blind eye. We were watching a clip this morning of a miracle service that was in Area 1. And the mother was cutting grass in the bush, and the cutlass left the mother's hand and struck the eye and blinded the boy's eye since he was a child. He was age 7. And is now matured like 40 years, for 33 years. And on the spot, inside the healing service in Area 1, the eye opened, like, just clean. Watched it this morning before coming into service. My wife said, these things have been happening for a long time. And I say, yes, they've been happening for a very long time. Even before ministry started. Right in the university days, deaf ears opened, tumors disappeared. But today we are still dancing afresh when one headache is healed, because we refuse to get used to it. We refuse to get used to God. We refuse to get used to miracles. We refuse to say we have seen this type before. That is why God will not stop doing it over and over and over and over again. We see some miracles today. We are shedding tears afresh, as if we haven't seen miracle before. God resists the proud, gives grace to the humble. Let's look at examples of people in Scripture that had very successful prayer lives on the grounds of humility and helplessness. Number one example, Moses. Moses demonstrated absolute helplessness at the place of prayer when he asked God to go with him. Exodus chapter 33, verse 13 to verse 17. Exodus 33. Now therefore Moses saying, he said, I pray you, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may find grace in your sight. Consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses answered, if your presence will not go with us, don't take us from here. What a helpless man. That is, Lord, I am useless without you. There is no need for this journey if you are not going. There is no need for this journey if you are not with us. And God said, I'm going to go with you. No wonder Moses has not a second type in the whole of the Old Testament. Apart from Elijah that came and manifested almost the same order of miracles, Moses, God said to him, was that Numbers chapter 11, verse 3? Numbers chapter 11, verse 3. Okay, I think I missed it now. Can you give me 12:3? Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Very helpless. Very meek. Very humble. Very teachable. That is, Moses was meeker than everybody alive in his generation. What was the outcome of that meekness? Exodus 12:3. Speak, no, go ahead. All right. Just hold on. Where did we just look? That was Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Go again. Now, the outcome of the meekness of Moses, I'm mixing up that passage now. I can't remember the exact one. Now, that Moses, the man Moses, was great in the sight of Pharaoh. And in the sight of all of Egypt, it was Exodus, I think 11:3 or 12:3 or something. He was great in the sight of Pharaoh. That's right, Exodus 11:3. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. The man who had the highest level of meekness also had the highest level of greatness according to the schedule of God. Moses demonstrated humility. Number two, David. Now, when you see God use people, one thing to find out is what is their secret. David confirmed his helplessness when he was giving God appreciation at the end of his life. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10 to verse 16. Very touching kind of prayer. 1 Chronicles 29, 10 to 16. He said, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness. I don't own it. You own the power. I don't own it. The glory, the victory, the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor, they come out of your hand. Thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee. We praise your glorious name. But who am I? Somebody say, who am I? Yeah. Who am I? Who am I now? Who am I? And what is my tribe? What is my people? That we should be able to offer so willingly after this son. For all things come from you, and of thine own have we given you. What we are giving you is your own. We don't have anything to give you. If you didn't give us, we can't have. Did you see that? For we are strangers before thee, and we are sojourners as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none that is durable on the earth. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee an house, everything in this warehouse that we have packaged together to build a house for your holy name came out of your hand, and it is all your own. When was the last time you beat your chest and said, this house is my house? When David said, who am I? You are talking about giant killer. You are talking about a man who fought 66 wars and lost none. You are talking about the man who is prophet, priest, and king. You are talking about the most talented person in the whole of Israel telling God, who am I? There are people who are nothing and they think they are something. And there are those who are something and they have told God they are nothing. So that God can further enhance them and position them. Listen to me, my brothers and sisters. Everything you have, your shoe, your house, your voice, everything you have came from God. And they return back to God. No wonder. David, every time David prayed, God answered. And everyone in Birmingham watching, the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and the Lord be gracious unto you, and the Lord grant you your heart's desires in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. That was David. Now look at Jehoshaphat. In the battle of Jehoshaphat in 1 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12, 1 Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 12, 1 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12. Oh, our God, will you not judge these Ammonites and these Edomites and these Moabites? For we have no might against this great army, company, that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. That was the helplessness of King Jehoshaphat. Helplessness and humility that brought him victory in verse 22 to verse 24 of the same 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22 to verse 24. Helplessness and humility. Finally, example number 4 is our Master Jesus. In Luke chapter 22, verse 41, all the way to verse 43, our Master Jesus. He said he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, I surrender my will. Not my will, but thine be done. Oh, he prayed in helplessness. The next verse, and received strength from above. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. If you want to be successful at the place of prayer, as far as this is concerned, I have just two counsels. Number one, refuse every trace of self-sufficiency. Refuse it. Every trace of self-sufficiency. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5. He said, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. We are not sufficient of ourselves. If I had the time another day, I will read this passage to you from different translations. Give me three radical translations which we won't think of writing this kind of letter about ourselves. Only God can write such a letter. Now go to New Living Translation. Now look at this. Not that we are competent in ourselves to claim anything for ourselves, but our competence comes from God. New Living Translation. It is not that we think we are qualified to do anything of our own. Our qualification comes from where? And not because we think we can do any. Now, this was the one that moved me the most about 35 years ago. Not because we can do anything of lasting value by ourselves. If you are going to do anything that will last in time and eternity, it will not come from yourself. Our only power and success comes from God. We can't do anything of lasting value by ourselves. So refuse to every trace of self-sufficiency. I'd like you to understand that self-sufficiency is the doorway to insufficiency. When you claim to be self-sufficient, you will prove that you are insufficient. Somebody say amen. Refuse it. Every trace of self-sufficiency. Number two, possess or maintain the attitude of humility by recognizing God as the source of all things. Possess and maintain the attitude of humility by recognizing God as the source of all things. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 7, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of power may be of God. Can you look at verse 6? All right. Now look at 2 Corinthians 3, 7. All right, just a moment. Maintain the attitude of humility. Hallelujah. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. I think I got it. 1 Corinthians 4:7, not 2 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7. He said, "For who maketh thee to differ from another?" What is your difference? What's the difference between you and the other person that makes you to look down on them and look up on yourself? He said, "And what hast thou that thou did not receive? And if you received it, why are you behaving as if you didn't receive it?" Can you look at another translation? "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, if it was God who gave you, you were not born with it. Why do you boast as though you did not receive it?" New Living Translation. What gives you the right to make such a judgment? What do you have that God hasn't given you? And if everything you have is from God, why are you boasting as if it is not a gift? These are the scriptures that dealt with me before I stepped into ministry. So that nothing we see now makes any... These are the... Now, the Living Bible said, "What are you so puffed up about? What do you have that God hasn't given you? And if all you have is from God, why act as though you are so great? And as though you have accomplished something on your own?" How many people are alive today because of their power? That's your power kept you alive. You are so wise, so you didn't die as a child. Let's approach the presence of God. Drop the shoulder. Calm down. Calm all the way down. And just remind God and remind yourself continuously. Minus you, Lord, I am zero. If I am ahead of anybody in any way, you are the reason why I am a little bit in front. How many of you know that there are people who are far more intelligent than you? And there are those who pray far more than you. And there are those who are far more righteous than you. Yet they may not be where you are. Because it's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. The race is not for the swift. The battle is not for the strong. Riches are not for men of skill. You say, but time and chance happen at all. There are professors who are still pushing their cars. It's not of him that willeth or runneth. It's of God who shows mercy. Lift up your right hand. These scriptures will humble you. And it is better for these scriptures to humble you than for God to use situations to humble you. You know, God humbled Nebuchadnezzar with situation. He didn't, since he refused to be humbled by revelation, he became humbled by situation. Am I communicating? And both of them will achieve the same thing. You don't have to pass through terrible things to be humble. just pass through terrible scriptures. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Just begin to appreciate him and honor him. Appreciate him and honor him. Your hands everywhere you are. Be upstanding if you can. And lift up your hand. And say, Father, I come before you today. Give me the power to decrease that you may increase in my life. I get out of your way so you can take your place. Lift your hands high. May I decree that you may decree, may you be the Lord of all. May I decree that you may. Lift your hands high. It's a defining moment for somebody. The moment where you are stepping out of the way and God is stepping in to take charge. If today is a day in which you want to make your ways right with Jesus, to make your sins completely forgiven. Anywhere you are, before I pray this general prayer I'm about to pray, you pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name. I will call you out shortly, but can we all lift up our hands? Beyond the word we heard, it's a day to break generational curse, an ancestral curse, family limitation, and witchcraft power. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He made a curse for us as it is written. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile. You are not permitted to die your grandfather's death. You are not permitted to be a victim of what your mother did. You are not permitted to be a victim of your ancestral altars or family occultic altars. Lift up your hands. By the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God upon my life, upon everyone that is on ground here, everyone connected around the world, to Birmingham, everywhere around the world, I speak to you today by the speakings of the blood of Jesus. I take authority over every agenda of hell. I take authority over everything my Father in heaven has not planted. I take authority over every work of diabolism, every work of hell. I take authority
At the count of three, you place a hand on your head and scream, break. Break what? Break occultic powers. Break witchcraft powers. Break the series of limitations. Break near success syndrome. Break failure at the edge of breakthrough. Break serpentine spirit, spirit husband, spirit wife, spirit children. Break the demons of rejection, of disfavor, of misfortune, of calamity. Lift your hands high. Father, let your power flow through everyone here today whose hands are lifted, and let the agenda of the enemy break right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Witchcraft power. In the name of Jesus. One, two. Are you ready to break the yoke? In this interval, healing shall take place. Deliverance shall take place. Liberation shall take place. Masha keke diga laga yaya. In the name of Jesus. One, two. Master, lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. That agenda of hell is broken. Witchcraft power is broken. Occult power is broken. And the grace to live for God is released for you. The grace to walk in that humility is released for you. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. And please take your seat. Please be seated. Hallelujah. God has done very, very mighty, marvelous things. The message is available when you go home, reevaluate it. Evaluate your life. Am I helpless before God? Am I humble? Am I arrogant and haughty? Maybe that is why some things haven't happened as they should. Maybe the boasting is too much. Maybe the hard disposition. But I see a change coming right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Right in this service, God has given people encounters, deliverance encounters, breakthrough encounters. And if you are among them, very, very sharply, you can take like 5 or 10 at the most of people with encounters. There are people also healed, physical body healings. Somebody with an ulcer right up here, the Lord has healed the ulcer. And also right under the right rib, the liver, God has healed somebody's liver. A lower back condition like a lumbar spondylosis healed, and then a right ear condition is also healed. Any other thing, a shoulder also has been healed. Any other thing that God has touched for you, confirm and step forward. There is the cleansing of somebody's bloodstream. Cleansing. I don't know what it is, but hepatitis, I command you, clean from the blood. HIV, clean from the blood. Sickle cell disease, be cleaned and be cleansed from that blood. And let today mark a new day. It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is well. With my soul today. In the name of Jesus. It is well. It is well. It is
In the name of Jesus, it is well. 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 In the name of Jesus, it is well. With my soul, it is well. 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 In the name of Jesus, it is well. With my soul, it is not fun to see such fun to see Satan lose.
It is not fun. It is not fun to see. It is not fun, it is not fun to see. Hey, it is not fun, it is not fun to see.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Tell us.
Sir, our brother Afe said he saw himself inside a pot.
Brother
Afe?
Afe? Yes. Saw himself inside a pot.
A pot. And the revelation he had was that he's not supposed to grow higher than that pot. When?
Bent inside the pot.
Bent in the pot. Wearing the same dress.
This same dress,
yes,
now.
Like
inside the pot. He found himself there.
Yes.
And what happened now?
When it broke,
the pot broke.
Yeah, the pot
and
broke.
Stood
upright.
Every cage where the enemy has kept you and kept your life, today the cage is broken. I pray, go and fulfill your destiny. Yes.
Sir, this is Sister Praise. For the past 6 months, she's suffering from unidentifiable pains and sickness all over her body. But as the prayer went on, she fell into a trance and saw herself in her father's compound. Being tied to a cashew tree, she recognized
her father's compound.
A cashew tree that she knows in her father's
you
compound.
You know the tree. And they tied your two
tied
to a cashew tree in your father's house.
Yes, sir. As the prayer went on, the chain got broken as I caught the cashew tree.
And you can't feel the pain anymore. Are you just sitting and looking like that?
When people experience things in the physical that cannot be explained, there are spiritual transactions that are not visible. She has pains in the physical. Her life is tied down in the physical. And here we are in the midst of the service, and her eyes open to her father's compound in the village, where her two hands were tied like somebody that's about to be crucified to a cashew tree that she knows. Chain broken and cashew tree dried up by fire. And now the pain and everything on the body has gone with the chain. Do you understand that? Let me announce to you, every invisible transaction that is responsible for your visible frustration, today it is over. 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 Somebody shout, I am free.
Give the Lord a praise. Take your faith.
Yes.
This is Brother Daniel John. His life has been stagnated for a very long time. At the shout of break, he saw a dwarf waving him and walking away.
A dwarf.
Waving you. And walking away.
The dwarf said, bye-bye.
That is a dwarf demon that tried to dwarf your destiny and cause you limitations. Lift up your hands. Can I declare to somebody here, every stranger following you about, every familiar monitoring spirit that is responsible for disappointment, responsible for limitations in your life, break their power, their hold is broken, and they leave you alone now. Give it all the praise and take your seat.
Sir, by your permission, I run through the zone. This one, he said there has been lots of problem in his family, stagnation of all kinds. While he said break, his eyes opened and he saw several women wearing black, oppress him and his wife. But at that shout of break, fire came and consumed all of them.
All of them, that's right.
Sir, you mentioned ulcer. Ulcer gone for several years. Ulcer pain gone for several years. Pain in her body, headache and the rest gone right now.
Give the Lord a praise. You are worthy. Oh, yigi, yigi, yadona. Good job. It was not composed. It was received like that, with many languages inside the song. You know, God is the author of the languages. I'm sure you remember that time. Hallelujah. Oyigi yigi. Oleya chaba. Jehovah overdo. Mega do. Extra do. Supra do. Hyper do.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Right. Sir, this is Bro Paul. He has had toothache for up to a year now. He even came with a painkiller that normally calmed this pain.
And
at the shout of break, that pain took off. No pain.
Congratulations.
No, sir, you mentioned right here. 1, 2, 3 there. All right here. Healed. They were deaf. They couldn't hear this.
All of them were deaf. Yes, come forward here.
Her elder sister, her auntie slapped her, and the ear began to ring. She couldn't hear from that ear again.
For how long?
1 month now.
This ear. What of her?
Can you say amputated? It affected my right ear. I could not hear very well.
With the right ear. What of her?
Your own for how many years?
No, on Friday afternoon, I woke up with, on Friday afternoon, I started having ear pain. But as right. Daddy... ear pain and blocked
ears. Hers was pain, this was hearing. And your ears are open. Close the back, the good ear. And say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. I thought yours was only pain. Or did it affect your hearing? Oh, it was painful and also blocked. Yes. All right, close.
Gradually open.
The pain is gone and it's gradually opening. All right, close it. It will now fully open.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I am healed.
Give the Lord a big clap and of hand. The meaning of that to you is everything closed in your life. Can you stand up on your feet and open your mouth and say after me, say in the name of Jesus, every door closed. Every closed door. Every close situation around my life, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, open, 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 now.
You are God. You are not just ego.
Dance in 1 minute.
You are not just
can you dance back to your feet?
You are a great God.
You are God. God. Yeah.
Take your seat 1 minute. What's happening here?
These are sisters from the other religion, Sister Shikirat, but she just gave her life to Christ recently. For the past 1 year, she was operated. She had fibroid. After the operation was done, she started bleeding all of a sudden. In that situation, she came into service. Our sisters here brought her into service. She came into service this morning. While the declarations went on, the bleeding ceased.
That's the medical officer here, right? Are you from the medical group or what? Is it transport? Okay. Yeah, we are in there. All right, I thought you were medical. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Everything that is an issue in your life ends today. The Bible calls the issue of blood. Whatever is an issue, it's a normal thing and has now turned into an issue. Today, it is over. Shout the loudest amen. Be healed in Jesus' name. Please return back to your seat. Take your seat, people. Lift up your right hand. Everyone here this afternoon. And you are saying to me, Pastor, I heard that message. And I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be genuinely born again. Carry your Bibles and your bags quickly. And be the first to come out here. I already prayed the sinner's prayer. Some of you prayed with me already. And if you pray that prayer, when I ask you to pray after me, quickly come forward. And if you didn't pray at that time, but you want to give your life to Christ, also rush forward. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
I'm ready to follow you. I'm ready to go your way. Lord, I cannot be in the way.
What?
Lord, I cannot go my way. I'm ready to follow you. I'm ready.
The second verse. Powerful, powerful, powerful. You are tied by an addiction. You are addicted to something. You want the addiction broken. You want health from above and grace from above to live a life free of cocaine addiction, marijuana addiction, masturbation addiction, lesbian addiction, homosexual addiction, any other form of addiction, gambling addiction. Quickly stand up on your feet and step right here. I'll give you the count of 7.
Many times I want the way I should go in life. All I really want to know,
quickly come one,
is what you expect of me. Many times I miss the way.
What to know?
The way I should go in life.
Two.
All I really want to know,
one more
time, is what you expect of me.
Many times I
miss the way.
Many times I want to know.
The way I should go in
the
life.
The way I should go in life.
All I really want to know. All I really want to know. Is what you expect of me.
Please don't be my God. Please don't be my God.
powerful, powerful. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing here. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. From today I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. Help me to serve you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken, the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name.